It's time for your comments on yesterday's program. There was lots of email about our story on the problems faced by Louisiana shrimpers because of imports from Asia and elsewhere.
A lot of people just ain't going to make it back. I mean, here we are 2 years and 4 or 5 months, whatever it is, after the storm, and I could take you down to Irish Bay right now and show you 7 boats that ain't got motors in them.
That's shrimper Pete Garrick up in a report by NPR's John Burnett.
I wish I could get Louisiana shrimp here, writes Sarah Ann Briggs of Battle Creek, Michigan. I will not touch that foreign stuff. I also ask at restaurants, and if they can't tell me where it's from, I don't order it.
But Mark Craver of Cape Coral, Florida, writes this. I was a shrimper for 2 years while in college. The destruction caused by a single shrimp boat ripping up the bottom and killing hundreds of pounds of what shrimpers call trash fish and other sea life for a few pounds of shrimp should be called a sin.
Saleh Mubarak took issue with one of our guests in our discussion about prospects for renewing the Middle East peace process after the violence in the Gaza Strip. We spoke with Mark Regev, spokesman for the Israeli Prime Minister, and Riyad Malki, the Minister of Foreign Affairs for the Palestinian Authority.
Mr. Mubarak writes, Robert should have interviewed a Hamas spokesperson in Gaza. Maybe Hamas is labeled a terrorist organization by the United States government, but they are the real representative of the Palestinian people, and they are in control of Gaza.
I almost drove off the road when I heard Robert Siegel casually say that John McCain was relaxing at home in Phoenix over the weekend by hosting a barbecue for reporters. This is from Karen Kadosik of Hillsboro, Oregon, who continues, a barbecue for reporters? I had enough of this type of coziness when George Bush was running in 2000. Is it a common practice for reporters to hang out with the people they are supposed to be covering?
Well, finally, Loretta Fisher of Mill Creek, Washington, heard our report about bacteria that contain a protein that can mimic the lattice structure of ice crystals and can actually help make it rain or snow. Thank you for covering fascinating topics like this one, she writes. I am 24 years old, and I've been listening to NPR since I was a teenager. NPR should probably receive more money from me than my university because I think I get a more rounded education from NPR than I get at my school.
We won't argue with that. If you've got a comment, go to npr.org and choose Contact Us from the top of the page.